Chapter 14, The Season of Wonder. How long has it been since you experienced wonder? The kind of eyes wide open, jaw-dropping wonder that says, I can't believe this, but I have to believe this. It's really real. God seems to take great delight in asking us to forget about how we always thought things worked, and instead just let Him work. Now, nowhere is that more true than in the Christmas story. God wove many things together in the story of Jesus' birth that simply don't make sense to the average human mind. Come on now, babies born of virgins? A guy who sees and hears beings called angels who tell him to go on and marry the girl, and he does? Supposedly, good, dependable shepherds who leave their designated responsibilities and go off into the night to worship a baby. Men who are called wise, who spend years following some mysterious star and searching for a baby destined to be a king. And get this, this baby was actually God. All the power of the universe stuffed into the little itty-bitty tiny body of a baby. Beyond that, the baby grew up to be a man named Jesus who looked like men but acted differently. Not only did Jesus teach about the life God wanted them to live, but He lived that life right in front of them. At the end of His earthly ministry, Jesus gave up that physical body so the world could see it was only the covering of a beautiful spirit that would never die. If you think there's nothing left in the world to embrace with wonder, look again. Jesus was God's Son, but Jesus was not an only child. You are God's child too. You were created in His image. If you want to peek at over-the-top wonder, study the human body. You will find God outdid Himself with your creation right from the beginning. But God was not finished with your creation. Once He set you in motion, He planned for you to keep growing in His glory. He wanted each season to hold even more wonder than the last. And best of all, He wanted your time with Him to last forever, all the way to eternity and beyond. To assure you would receive all the blessings He had to give you, He sent you a special gift by special delivery. God gave laws to set boundaries, but He sent Jesus to teach us how to live in freedom and joy inside those protective boundaries. God sent Jesus to show us exactly how He wants our life to look. Sometimes we get so caught up in Jesus' death, we forget His life. This Christmas, go back and look again. Jesus was God's way of saying, watch this. And live your life just this way. I want you to have life, and that life to the fullest. If you want to experience wonder this Christmas, imagine God giving you a large gift called life to the fullest. When you unwrap the box, your heart sinks as you see some assembly required. You look for the directions, and you find a record of the life of Jesus. As you begin to read, you hear God's voice saying, here, let me help you put that together. When we're done, your life will look just like this. Isaiah 29:14 records, therefore, once more, I will astound these people with wonder upon wonder. 1 John 3:1 records, how great is the love the Father has bestowed on us, that we should be called children of God, and that is what we are. John 10:10 records Jesus' words, "I have come that they may have life and have it to the full."